Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. It is evident as you study the Scripture that the mercy of God and the truth of God are inseparably linked together. Time and time again, these two words are joined together in a beautiful harmony of blessing and love. Jacob saw them as the gifts of God, for which he was not worthy. He said, I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, and of all thy truth, which thou hast showed unto thy servant. The psalmist saw them as the object of everlasting thanksgiving. Enter into thy gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The mercy and truth of God were to be the causes of praise from all the people of all lands. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. These and many other passages indicate that these two graces go hand in hand. Now then, if that is true in the character of God, it is evident that it should be true in our lives as well. We are to bear the family resemblance of our Father in heaven and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. How often are these two attitudes of God missing from our daily experience? Mercy is becoming a stranger in the earth. Truth is hard to come by. As Christians, we should make it a matter of daily prayer that God would enable us to salt the earth with mercy and truth in the daily affairs of life. Have you ever met people who were students of the Bible, held its truths firmly in their doctrinal position, but were cantankerous and hard to get along with? They would fight for the truth of God, but their spirits were as hard as flint. It seems to me that this is one of the reasons why God has placed mercy and truth together in his word. On the other hand, there are people whose hearts are filled with love and mercy, but who have no compass point to direct them to the truth. They are warm, generous, loving people who speak of believing whatever you want, that one set of beliefs is as good as the next. Sincerity is the key, and tolerance is the hallmark of their faith. The problem with that, of course, is that a person may be sincerely wrong. If you go to the medicine cabinet at night and take poison instead of cough syrup, it doesn't matter how sincere you were, you will still be dead wrong. So mercy, the spirit of love and forgiveness, and truth must go together in our lives, even as they shine forth as jewels in the character of God. The promise is clear. To the one who has these godly traits as twin features in his personality, he will find favor with God and man. The blessings of God will smile on his life, even as the warm hand of friendship will be extended from his fellow man. This was true of the prophet Samuel. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. But of course, the greatest example of all is the Lord Jesus himself. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.